Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. We are back, and it feels so good. Yeah, that's right. After a long hiatus, well, a few days hiatus anyways, the BTN News Show is back with you. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sorry again about that time we had to take away from the news show. Had to get things majorly repaired around here in the studio, but it's all good now. It's all good now. It is Tuesday, the 15th of March, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Now, of course, we got an Apple event coming up here next week, yeah. But we're going to focus on something that's going to be happening later this year with the iPhone and the iPhone 7. There's been a few images that have leaked online over the past few days, and we're finally getting our first little look at the thing. The new images that leaked on the interwebs are actually what appear to be the iPhone 7 chassis. And it has to be said, it looks a hell of a lot like the iPhone 6S, and even the 6, if you really want to get down to it. There is one major difference, though, that is showing up. There's no horizontal antenna line on the back. Yeah, so it looks a little bit more smoother now. Not looking like you want to play soccer on the back of your phone. Oh, I'm sorry. Football. Now, a lot of people are wondering, okay, the headphone jack we keep hearing so much about, is it there? Is it not? We can't really tell from these images. So that rumor is still going to keep going on for the next few months. With more tech news now, we're going to go to Alphabet Land, or Google Land, whatever you want to call it. And we're really focusing on the AlphaGo algorithm. Yeah, we're talking about basically artificial intelligence. And of course, with that artificial intelligence, we're moving over to Eric Schmidt, which could be artificial intelligence himself. I'm not really sure. But it seems that Mr. Schmidt, with his human-beating artificial intelligence tool, he's saying, yeah, he probably could take your job, and he doesn't seem that too worried about it. Speaking to The Telegraph, Mr. Schmidt said that, I can't qualify our investment into AI, but it will eventually be embedded into everything. Going on to say that there's no question that AI becomes more persuasive, particularly with people doing routine jobs and repetitive tasks. These people's jobs, of course, will be at risk. So I guess you can say at the end of the day, Eric, yeah, he doesn't really give a schmit about you. On with more news now. There was a lot of speculation that Microsoft was no longer going to accept Bitcoins. It was the big thing over the weekend. Oh, no more Bitcoin payments. This included Bitcoin payments for apps and content in the Windows 10 store for both desktop and mobile. But it turns out that this is not true. A Microsoft spokesman actually said that we continue to support Bitcoin for adding money to your Microsoft account, which then can be used for purchasing content in Windows and Xbox stores. We apologize for any inaccuracy. Information that was inadvertently posted to Microsoft's site, which right now is currently being corrected. Kind of sounds like to me that they were gonna do this, and then a whole lot of people said, excuse me? No, you're not. If you do, we're not gonna buy anything from you again. So Microsoft did a little backpedaling, yeah, and said, oh, it was a grave mistake. So, your Bitcoins, yeah, you can go ahead and keep spending them at Microsoft, because yes, at the end of the day, they still want money, no matter what currency it's in. With all the talk of encryption over the last few weeks, you know, we all talk about Apple and FBI when it comes to that. Well, all this is pretty much done is made encryption more at the forefront of everything. So much so that Google, WhatsApp, and Facebook, yep, they're about to strengthen encryption services. According to a report from The Guardian, they're saying WhatsApp is about to roll out encryption for its voice calls. Google's also investigating extra uses for encryption, such as secure email, and Facebook also wants to boost protection of its messenger service. Now, does this have anything to do with the FBI and Apple shindig going on right now? Actually, no. Now, these projects were already in the making before Apple decided to piss off the FBI. Nonetheless, however, though, now that we're hearing about more strict encryption methods from these companies, yeah, I'm sure the FBI will be knocking on their door pretty soon, too. And finally, all you rock and rollers out there like a little da-da-da-da, little air guitar, man. Yeah, rock on. Well, how would you like that little air guitar to actually, you know, do a little sound for you? Yeah. Well, Air Jams, as in A-I-R-J-A-M-Z, is a wristband that's going to make your air guitar dreams come true, dude. It It is a wearable air guitar, yes indeed. Now, you might know the company actually for Jamstick. That's that small wireless guitar that helps you learn to shred and play, you know, those guitar sounds through your iPhone or iPad. Well, Air Jams is for those that, hey, I don't want to learn to play anything, just let me rock. Yeah, basically you're just pretending. Well, it's going to make you sound like Slash or Jimi Hendrix or something like that. Yes, you're getting the idea. It's basically Guitar Hero in a wristband. And it has an accelerometer built right in. So say you're playing guitar in a strum along kind of thing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to get. A little strum action. But when you're getting down to that gritty solo, yeah! Oh yeah, it's going to kick on in. Now this wearable wrist thingy, yeah, it looks a lot like an Apple Watch. And it actually has just one little button on it. And as you guessed it, you'll pair it with your iPhone or Android device. You'll load up that companion app and basically get ready to rock. So if there's an inner guitarist inside you with no talent and you got $50 to burn, you can start picking this thing up on Kickstarter March 29th. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN, yes, the British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, for everything here at the British Tech Network. Follow British Tech on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And join the BTN community over at our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. That wraps up your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show, but we will, yes, indeed, we will be back for your hump day installment, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.